So the first parable speaks about how the kingdom of God is not at first obvious. The parable describes it as a treasure that's buried in a field in a way it's almost easy to miss. You have to go searching for it to find it. For example, you know, many people hear all about the church on TV or hear about Christ in movies, yet never take the time to see what the life of a Catholic actually looks like. Right? They drive by churches every day, but they never take the time to seek our Lord, where he can be found. The second parable, the parable of the pearl of great price, one of the famous parables of the Gospels. Our Lord speaks about this, and it's similar to the first parable. Again, the kingdom is not obvious. There seem to be competitors, other pearls that the merchant has come across before finding that true pearl. In a way, it takes some discernment, some wisdom, like Solomon's in the first reading, to find the true pearl of great price. In other words, we have to seek after the truth. As we know in this life, there are many things that vie for our happiness and fulfillment. Other religions, our careers, our physical fitness, money, sex, drugs, you name it. Yet all these fall short the pearl of great price, being a member of the family of God. Finally, the last parable in the Gospels reminiscent the parable of the wheat and the weeds. Yet this parable, describing the kingdom of heaven as a fishnet full of fish, is one of the most important, I think, for us to understand. It tells us that the kingdom of heaven on earth, the church, is going to be a mixed bag, per se. Like the net thrown into the sea that catches fish of many kinds, so the church is like a net thrown by the apostles and their successors, the bishops. This net brings many, both saints and sinners, into God's kingdom. Here again, our Lord was teaching his disciples that unfortunately, not everyone in his church would be saints. Yet we would all be held accountable for our actions at the end of our lives. And our Lord speaks about this several times in the Gospels. He's hitting this point home. We cannot leave the church because of a Judas. Now, if we look at these three parables as a whole, we see our Lord teaching his apostles about the nature of the church. That she, the church, is holy, even though she's comprised of imperfect people. In other words, the church is holy because she's God's kingdom. He reigns in her and through her. After all, I mean, he founded the church. Therefore, he's always present in her. But at times, I think standing from the outside, it is hard to always see our Lord's presence in the church, well, because of all the imperfections of her members. Right, members who we think would be striving to be close with God and follow his commands.